This is the future.
Too loud. Too loud. Too Loud's really back, And Too Loud is coming back with fantasy football for your bitch ass, because even though last year we sucked, we're coming back even stronger. Right, Sal? Or no?
Yeah, Hey, hi, people. Welcome back to Too Loud with Sal and Ryan. It's been a break. It's been a minute. Some things have happened that we just shouldn't really get into, because who cares what happened in the last episode?
It's a new season.
Just move along. It's football time.
Well,
that season's over. So we'll move on to football, fantasy football. And we're going to start helping you people again in your fantasy leagues.
We're going to do that.
Create champions, because that's what we do. Even in our own league, we take people and build them up as fantasy gods. That's how great we are. And we're going to start a new league. It's a new season. And we got new players in this league, in this podcast league, this league of professional podcasters. And we had to bring on one of the best podcasts around. We had to bring on a friend of the show, Hassan from the Mike and Hassan podcast. What's up, Hassan?
Hey, what up, everybody? What up, viewers? Hassan from the Mike and Hassan podcast here, kicking with my boys Too Loud, Sal and Ryan, and going to talk some football.
That's true. And since it's the summer, fantasy or real football is going to start in like 2 months, Hassan. You've been in our high school podcast league for a long time. So you know exactly how me and Sal do in fantasy football. Are you scared, Hassan, that we're just going to come down with a raining fist and you just won't be able to come back up?
You two as a duo will be interesting. Ryan, we somewhat had a rivalry in our football league, and I don't know where we're at in that rivalry, but I've had some respect for your game. Sal, you had some letdowns of seasons, and I think that's because you can correct me. I think you're an emotional drafter. You always love cowboy players and players you just like. So I think that burns you in the end. So if you have the duo, I'm not scared.
That's not inaccurate. There you go. But also,
I like how he just bagged you and said I was good on the show, so everyone could know that, yes, Sal does bring me down,
Ryan,
too.
We both won a championship before Hassan has.
No, Hassan won a championship.
More recently.
I'm the original champ, though. I was first.
Hassan's the first champ. Hassan's the Packers. I don't know who the first champion in the NBA is, but he's like the Celtics.
You won it when it wasn't even on TV.
He did what he had to do.
Well, I did it.
Put up Wilt numbers and nobody was there. I'm excited for the podcast week. So some new competition. I'm ready.
Just know, if it was fair, you and Mike would draft at the same time. You know, just putting that out there. But I don't know how much Mike is going to venture into this league.
He's a football guy. He might be excited. I haven't presented the idea to him yet, but I think he will be down.
All right. And
so what are we talking about today?
Today we are going to go over the top 10 running backs, quarterbacks, and wide receivers. They're going to all be in three different segments. We're going to start off with the running backs first. Okay.
So we're just giving away all our secrets.
All our secrets for the Too Loud Fantasy Football Podcast, and we are going to go over my list of the top 10 running backs and when to take them. Let's start off first. Jonathan Taylor is the best running back out of all the running backs. You should take him in the first round, probably with the first or second pick. Next, Najee Harris, Pittsburgh Steelers running back. I think he's going to have a great season, finish with a top 2 finish, and should also go in the first round. Derrick Henry, another running back that has to go in the first round, because even though he had an ACL tear last year, he was a baller within the first 8 weeks and was the best running back by far. Austin Eckler as well has to go in the first round, but he is the fourth running back on my list. Running back of the Chargers is going to have so many dump passes from Justin Herbert. It's fucking crazy. We got Dalvin Cook with a new offensive scheme, the Rav offensive coordinator going over there. I think that Dalvin Cook and Justin Jefferson are going to thrive the most out of this offense, and I think he's the fifth best running back on the top 10 running backs going into fantasy football next year. Number 6, I got Aaron Jones, who should also go at the end of the first round. I still think he's a first round borderline second rounder. The Packers lost a lot of weapons at wide receiver. They're going to need Aaron Jones to pick up a lot of the slack. Then they got Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb, I think it should be the first second round running back that should be taken off my list. He's number 7. Javonte Williams should be taken as the 8th or the 7th best running back from the Broncos. I think he's going to have a great year and overshadow Melvin Gordon. He's a 3rd round to 2nd round pick. Then the last 2 picks should be Leonard Fournette, is the ninth best running back on my list, and he should be a third rounder, and DeAndre Swift should be a third or fourth rounder. Sal, what do you think about my list? The greatness. See the list.
It's a solid list. It's not too far from mine. I think there's two omissions, and I see the two people. Well, okay, there's three. There's three people on your list that I wouldn't even bother with.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So the first one being Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones.
Because Aaron Jones, he's good. Problem is, Aaron Rodgers is an asshole, and he wants the ball all the time. So, like, they have games where they give it to Aaron Jones, and then they won't touch him for, like, 2-3 weeks. And then or they'll use, what is it, Jamal Williams? The fat guy that they have over there.
A.J. Dillon.
A.J. Dillon.
I mean, you think of A.J. Dillon.
Yeah.
A.J. Dillon.
They have A.J. Dillon, who hawks all the goal line touchdowns from him, too. So, I don't like Aaron Jones as a, because you have to get him in the first or second round. And I think you could get better guys. Somebody maybe in our other top 10 lists or something. Then get Aaron Jones.
Hassan, I've never ever seen you draft Aaron Jones, and that's how good I am at fantasy football. I know what people draft. You've never drafted Aaron Jones, Hassan. Would you draft him this year, or would you stay away from him?
Honestly, Aaron Jones was on my list last year. I couldn't get him where I wanted him. Sal, I hear where you're coming from, that they might go away from him, but I think we're losing the Boston Irons. I think this might be a big Aaron Jones year.
Solid point.
I don't think it'll come in the running game. I think it's going to come in the passing game.
Yeah.
And I think this could be a big Aaron Jones year now. But you bring up a point. Do I want to take him in the first round? No.
He's a first, second rounder. You can't get him anytime.
I would want him early in the second year.
Okay. Okay. And what's your other point, Sal?
My other one is I like Javonte Williams. I actually have him.
I'm at 7.
Yeah, I have him at 7, too.
I mean 8.
Najee Harris. Oh. Najee Harris I have just below McCaffrey, Henry, and Eckler. And honestly, I think Austin Eckler only because he's more involved in the passing game.
Okay.
So that's my
Ryan, I have a question for you. I'm sorry to cut you off. So Ryan, I noticed you did not have Christian McCaffrey in your top 10.
No. Because I'm not fucking drafting him.
There we go.
I'm not drafting him. Guy's got hurt 2 years in a row, and it's almost like textbook. He gets hurt. Then you're like, dude, they're going to rush him back and then feed him a lot. They rush him back, feed him a lot, and then he gets hurt either that same game or like the game after, or even he plays the whole game. He plays the whole fucking game. And then all of a sudden they say, oh, Christian McCaffrey's hurt in practice. Now we're going to have Mike Davis for like 1 week, right? Then all of a sudden that 1 week stretches to 5 weeks. And at that point, it's like, dude.
This is an extremely accurate statement.
You can't bank on injuries, Hassan. I understand that. Injuries are like something that just happens.
No. First of all, I would not want to draft Christian McCaffrey. But that's the thing. If you're in the fourth round and he's sitting there, you're not going to take a risk?
No. More realistically is if you have, like, say, the eighth or ninth pick, and for some reason Christian McCaffrey's still there, and that's an Aaron Jones-type pick, though. I would take Christian McCaffrey over Aaron Jones.
No, I'm getting – you know who I'm getting, Sal. But I'm getting who I'm getting.
Honestly, I'm with Ryan on this. I might take Aaron Jones. I think I would look receiver at that point in the first because there's some talented receivers here. But I hear you, Sal, but I'm still taking Aaron Jones.
And any what's the other omission, Sal?
And then the final –
do you have Zeke in your top 10?
I do not have him in my top 10.
Okay, at least you're not unrealistic. Because you really get the running backs and solid.
You know what? I could.
You're not going to put playoff Lenny higher, Ryan. You got him down at your 9. Playoff Lenny?
I have playoff Lenny at 9, yes.
He's on the championship team of last year's podcast.
Because even though Leonard Fournette's the number one running back, they just lost Ronald Jones to the Chiefs. And I think Ronald Jones is going to do good on the Chiefs. Leonard Fournette. It's also someone who gets hurt because of all the usage they give him. But I think also with it, they drafted a rookie, and I think they're going to use him too. Because it's going to be more like a Tom Brady Patriot system where it's like it's never going to be one running back's going to carry the whole load like Jonathan Taylor, Najee Harris, Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook, like all these guys. It's just going to be Leonard Fournette. They're going to play the rookie, and then they're going to play another veteran guy that they have that's going to go out and just do a bunch of little passes, little dumb passes. So, I think Leonard Fournette's good, but he's literally going to finish at 8 or 9. He's not going to finish top 5 next year. There's no way.
He balled for me last year, so I'm a little biased.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Go on. I don't see it. I just don't see it. He's a guy who, like, he has – knowing he's always good, playoff Lenny, though. Yeah. Like, those last three, 4 weeks, but you have to go the whole season with him.
Let me just say this. My secret to playoff Lenny, I had Leonard Fournette last year in our normal league. And the reason he balled, and I had a feeling about this, Tom Brady loves the check down.
Yeah.
And when Ronald Jones had, like, an early fumble or drop in the season, they went full in on Leonard Fournette. He did his job. I think that's going to continue. As far as the check down, now, is he going to be a top running back? No. But is he going to get a lot of touches that adds up to consistent points? I think that's what he's going to do. No, there's some value to consistency.
I like it. I like it. Sal doesn't even have him in his top 10, but who was the other omission? You didn't tell me.
So there's two.
Okay.
So there's two people that I have in my top 10. One could be argued, but I think this guy, especially with more research, David Montgomery. David Montgomery's going to be my top 10.
He's not top 10. He's going to get hurt.
He's going to be a top 10.
And why do you trust?
He doesn't get hurt.
Why do you trust Justin Fields so much?
I don't trust Justin Fields. You know what I trust? They don't have Matt Nagy anymore. And they have the Colts offensive coordinator, running backs coach. So all they're going to do is run Jonathan Taylor offense through David Montgomery.
You would run David Montgomery. You would draft David Montgomery over Aaron Jones.
Probably.
I don't think so.
I think I would get other guys. I would rather go with David Montgomery based off that offense. No one's getting in the way. They run a Colts offense. Pretty much the Bears said, hey, look, we suck at drafting quarterbacks. Let's pick a guy who knows how to run an offense. It doesn't matter who's there at quarterback. They still just do good things because they just give it to Jonathan Taylor all the time. They're going to give it to David Montgomery all the time.
He's good, but I don't know about top 10, though. And who else?
And then this one's more of like, don't get Aaron Jones. Get somebody else. Maybe don't even get a guy like Nick Chubb or somebody you can, like, get.
And, for sure top 10, though.
No, that's why. Like, maybe he sneaks into the second round.
Antonio Gibson?
No, Cam Akers.
I had a feeling. You're the only guy that likes him.
I'm very high on Cam Akers coming back this
I'm
year.
I'm sure you're very high.
Honestly, I like Cam Akers. I don't know which round. I don't know how early, but he balled last year. He showed that dog in him. Like, he was running through folks. They booed a Baker concussion.
Subpar. Worse than A.J. Dillon in, like, the last couple weeks. But I didn't get anyone over him.
No, but in that playoff run, Cam Akers was huge for the Rams.
He was big in that playoff run. Well, it's the Rams. I feel like it's still Cooper Kupp's team.
Yeah.
How much use is Cam Akers? That's a good question. They're a pass-first team no matter what.
And then before we get into the final question, Sal, you have a problem with my DeAndre Swift being top 10? My Detroit Lion?
Yeah, I don't see it.
You don't see DeAndre Swift, dude. DeAndre Swift literally finished with like over 20 fantasy points in 5 games. He was killing it until he got injured in week 11.
Do you want to know 5 guys I'd rather have?
Than over fucking DeAndre Swift?
Over DeAndre Swift.
Oh, you're fucking high. Let me see. Let me hear.
One, I'd rather have Zeke.
Oh.
He just misses the top 10.
Don't listen to Omar Asan.
And everybody's like you and Asan groaning in the back where, for no reason,
bro,
really.
DeAndre Swift
all he
is
had
so
was
good.
A fumble problem. He
and
was still
Goff
a 1,000-yard rusher. He was still a top 5 running back.
Jared Goff checks down more than fucking Tom Brady. So keep it going.
I'd rather have Kareem Hunt because Kareem Hunt does RB1 numbers.
No.
As a number
Kareem
RB2.
Hunt got hurt last year, too, and I actually traded JD Kareem Hunt, and he stayed hurt, like, for the rest of the year. He was
a guy who will
people.
Give you the same numbers as DeAndre Swift outside of, like, one crazy 40-50-point game is Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
No. He's not the same as DeAndre Swift. No.
Same thing. And I'd rather take a flyer on either J.K. Dobbins, Antonio Gibson, or even Saquon Barkley over DeAndre Swift.
Saquon, what?
Okay. Yes.
All right, Hassan, I hope you're hearing this too. I don't understand why anyone, and I mean anyone, I traded for Saquon last year out of a joke, and I traded him back. I don't understand why anyone would ever draft Saquon Barkley. This guy has been nothing but hurt. He's on the fucking Giants. Who likes the Giants? Nobody. They're trash.
They have
their quarterback
they have a
is ass.
Yeah, quarterback
and guess who
ass.
Their offensive coordinator, Hassan? Jason Garrett,
yeah.
Ex-Cowboys coach.
What did he do? Run it on first down every single play. Also, trash quarterback. They need to run it to him every play, and they have a rebuilt offensive line. Look, I'm not saying get him number one pick. I'm not even saying getting him like the 20th pick.
Honestly, I'm not touching Saquon. He proves something. Him and Christian McCaffrey, they could be sitting there. I'll pass on them both until they prove they can play again.
And you know why, Hassan? He should get DeAndre Swift. And we're in a PPR league. Because he had 78 targets last year, and he caught 62 balls. Hassan, that's ridiculous. He's just going to get checkdowns all day. So, don't get Zeke. Dak has other people to throw to.
He does. He just lost one of his top receivers.
CeeDee Lamb in the slot. Michael Gallup, while he's healthy.
Sure,
deep. Then James Washington.
Okay.
Deep.
Okay. Who else?
The little intermediate little fucking thing. Tony Pollard. And that's why, Hassan, another guy you should get. Tony fucking Pollard, dude.
I take Tony Pollard over DeAndre Swift. Crazy,
dude. Oh, don't. Maybe, actually. Hey. They don't do two. Hassan, next year they are going to use
Sal, them. I got a real question for you, Sal. I know you're a Cowboys fan. Who's better, Zeke or Tony Pollard?
I don't think Tony Pollard's an every down back. I think he's cool.
What if they tried?
He's cool. He's always fast. He's basically the prime Darren Sproles to Zeke's LT. Like, Darren Sproles was a key player
and
a dynamic force, but you want to use him every play.
Tony Pollard from Shiny, he can be the starting back, but Zeke's in the way.
And, exactly. And I have said it before, I would trade Zeke and stay with Tony Pollard if I could get, like, a Herschel Walker-type trade. Where I get like 80 picks for Zeke. Well, all right, that makes sense. And then we could ooh, still Tony Pollard could still be good.
And before we move on to the quarterbacks of the next segment, if you guys are the second pick, actually third pick, Jonathan Taylor and Derrick Henry are off the board. You're the third pick. You should get a running back because obviously running backs are probably the most important position to get, especially when they're every down back. Jonathan Taylor and Derrick Henry are gone. You have the third pick. Who are you guys getting? Who are you getting, Hassan?
Going to Austin Eckler. And yes, I'm a Charger fan, so I'm going to announce my bias, but I think with his use in the pass game, Justin Herbert, he'll get a lot of touches. So,
all right.
Taking Eckler.
What about you, Sal?
I think I'm going Christian McCaffrey. I'm going Christian McCaffrey. If I have to get a running back at three.
And I like how off this game, not I'm one person McCaffrey. Has Alvin Kamara on their list, by the way.
Well, yeah, because he's suspended for six games.
Anyways, I would just take Najee Harris. That's my boy. But
I've been sleeping on Najee, but I realize you're big on Najee.
Stop. Hey, chill the fuck out. Stop listening to the show. When we come back, we're gonna go over the top 10 quarterbacks and also the best rounds to take them. And I'm sure Sal's gonna think, you know, Dak Prescott is
honestly,
the best quarterback.
It was hard for me to just find 10 good quarterbacks, let alone who I would get after.
I couldn't fit all 10 in the list. It's okay. We'll talk about it more.
I was reaching at the end, but.
We come back at Too Loud, Sal. Gotta get courageous, take a risk, go scramble. Niggas be hating with D-Hurt that can't channel. You know what it is.
Too loud.
Too loud. All right, then. And we are back. We are going to go over the top 10 quarterbacks in fantasy football going into next year. This is Too Loud with Sal and Ryan. This is our fantasy football episode. We are starting season 11 with a bang.
I was going to say every episode is a fantasy football episode, but from here on out, every episode is a
fantasy
football
episode.
Till the Super Bowl. We're back. It's football season. Who cares what happened last time?
We still have our shut up. We still have our special guest, Hassan from the Mike and Hassan Show. Hassan.
Hey, yo.
I forgot about in the first segment. We're not gonna let it slide real quick. We're gonna go off tangent for a quick minute. Did you see how bad the Celtics got their ass?
Stay on tangent. Why are you going off tangent? You have a script.
No, but I'm just asking. Wait, like, did you see how the Warriors just completely manhandled the Celtics and the Celtics had no chance? And that's why you should never be a Celtics fan.
So yeah, y'all did get manhandled in the last two games.
Lost in six.
Y'all had hope for a moment.
Yeah, it was 2-1. Remember?
Yeah. Where was your team?
Oh, we're about to win Summer League champions. What are you talking about? We're not going to go to the championship, waste everyone's time. You know what we did? We came back. We have two top 10 picks, and we're in the Summer League championship.
It's a Summer League championship.
And we're going to win again. So we'll see what's up. Jason Tatum looks like a shell of himself. Duke players suck. That proves my point. Basketball players. I suck at basketball, but I do know Duke players real well. Hassan, have anything shitty to say about the Celtics before we're done with basketball until like next year?
I'm sorry. I called it right of Celtics fucking Warriors.
The worst thing about the Celtics is that South of fans.
Thank you. We are back with
it's football season.
Top
bastard.
10 quarterbacks going into fantasy football season next year. Got the list right here. We got at number one, Josh Allen, quarterback of the Buffalo Bills. I would take him in the second round. Easy, maybe even a first rounder because of his dual threat ability. He could run, he could pass. He's the best quarterback by far. Second best I have, Kyler Murray. You should get him no earlier than the third round because you get a lot of better position, a lot of better other positions at that fucking in the other picks. But Kyler Murray has Marquise Brown, DeAndre Hopkins, James Conner. He has everybody. Justin Herbert with the third best running back or quarterback going into next year. He should be a third rounder. Justin Herbert might even be the top quarterback going into next year. He's probably the best one to compete with Josh Allen for the best quarterback because he has Keenan Allen. He's only getting better. And Austin Eckler is always going to be open for the check down. Lamar Jackson is the fourth best quarterback on the list. Get him no earlier than the fourth round because everyone already figured out Lamar Jackson to an extent. So his running capability is not going to be as crazy as it was in prior years, but he's still going to put up those numbers. At the fifth quarterback, got Patrick Mahomes. He should be taking like the fifth round because Patrick Mahomes could fall off. He lost Tyreek Hill. He lost weapons. You're just riding on the wave of the biracial angel. Sixth best quarterback next year. Russell Wilson might be a little biased from the Broncos, but he has the weapons he needs. He has great running backs. They revamped. They're making the line a lot better now, and they just said the other day they are making the offense more Russell Wilson friendly. With the seventh best quarterback going into next year, I got Aaron Rodgers. Take him in around the sixth, seventh round. Aaron Rodgers from the Packers lost Davante Adams, so he has to take a drop off, but he's still Aaron fucking Rodgers. He's still one of the most accurate quarterbacks and throws the least interceptions out of all quarterbacks pretty much in history. So he's always going to finish top 10. I got Dak with the eighth best quarterback going into next year. Take him in around the seventh round. Mike McCarthy likes to throw the ball. He's going to throw 40, 50 times a game. It doesn't matter how good that fucking defense is. Going to throw. That is how the offense runs and Dak Prescott runs too. Matt Stafford, ninth best quarterback going into next year. Take him in around the eighth round. He has all his weapons. He's getting buddy-buddy with them. He fucking has his little coffee meetings with them. It's a perfect fucking pick going into next year. I would have him as the best value pick. And Tom Brady, you should get him around the 12th pick because no one's going to want Tom Brady. They're going to want Jalen Hurts. They're going to want all these other guys. Deshaun Watson, even if he comes back. But they're going to want these people. But Tom Brady, even Joe Burrow, Tom Brady always finishes top 10 in fantasy. Don't forget that. Always fucking finishes. So that's my top 10 list.
Son, any glaring omissions?
Glaring omissions. He doesn't have Joe Burrow on the list.
No,
he said he had a reason. Yeah. And I need to hear your crazy reason.
Yeah, no.
Burrow's a dog.
It's because Super Bowl champions never come back, or Super Bowl losers never come back and bounce back the same the next year. And Joe Burrow's already teared his ACL and MCL. What's going to say it's not going to happen again? And I'm not saying that, like, wishing anything bad or saying injuries.
He was healthy this year. I don't see why.
Yeah, he's healthy, but
he
who's his line? He still has no line. The whole thing is he needed to revamp the line.
No,
and
they
still
got
made it work.
They drafted a guy finally, and they also got the Cowboys lineman.
There you go. Zach Martin, right?
Even that line got a little bit better. Joe Burrow, with that terrible line, put up crazy numbers. I take him over. I take Burrow over Russ. I take Burrow over Dak, Stafford, Brady. Come on now.
That's who I have him over my list, Stafford. I kind of forgot about Stafford. But like he's probably like a guy that you don't mind having on your list.
And Ryan, I don't agree with some of these rounds you think they're going to get these quarterbacks in, because I feel like what happens is when someone finally goes quarterback first, everybody jumps. So if someone takes Josh Allen in the second round, people are going to start drafting quarterbacks in the second, third round.
Yeah, that's why third round Kyler Murray. But I also say where you should draft them, because I think if someone values them higher than that, you shouldn't get them, dude.
People are gonna take Mahomes way quicker than the fifth.
Oh, they're gonna take him quicker than the fifth. Aaron Rodgers, perfect. That's why my list is there, because if he's not there in the fifth, move to the next guy. Get Aaron Rodgers in the sixth, because fuck that. That's why I'm telling you what rounds for people to get him, because fuck the bullshit. If someone gets Mahomes or bites on him, or then all of a sudden they get Josh Allen, Kyler Murray, and Justin Herbert in the first round or second round, just wait.
They're missing on a top 10 running back.
Who cares? They're missing on top 10.
Hey, man, Justin Herbert might be the number one pick.
Dude, Justin Herbert might be... Yes, by you. He might be the number one pick.
I might take him number one. Right.
Let's not forget one thing. Sal dropped Justin Herbert his rookie year, and I picked up Justin Herbert to win a championship. So Sal knows a little thing or two about dissing Justin Herbert right now.
No, because I had fucking Patrick Mahomes. That's why. I didn't need Justin Herbert.
No, not last year. The year before that.
I still had, like, someone great. I didn't need him. That's why I dropped him. Regardless, I'm thinking that if we have a pick kind of high, we might have to jump early on Josh Allen or Justin Herbert.
100%. Not Justin Herbert.
In this draft. No, Justin Herbert, too, because he's my number two. I don't know how you have him under Kyler Murray and Lamar Jackson. But I think I might want one of those two guys.
I have him at three. He's only under Kyler Murray, and that's barely.
I would get Kyler Murray and Lamar Jackson, or the same thing.
Honestly, this year, I think this is going to be an early quarterback draft. Cool. I wouldn't be shocked if someone who had like a late first round and they know they're going to get the double back. Some people might go quarterback first, second round.
And we are talking about a 12-team, 10-team, 8-team PPR full-point league, by the way, when we're talking about fantasy football. Because if people have like two quarterback, you know, leagues, and I would take Josh Allen first pick, and then you worry about like maybe Jalen Hurts, not Jalen Hurts, or like you worry about Tom Brady in like the 12th round, like I said.
But I am glad you don't have Jalen Hurts on this top 10.
No, Jalen Hurts, I don't ever. People talk high about the Eagles all the time. I never buy it. And I'm not going to get A.J. Brown. I'm not going to get Miles Sanders. I'm not getting anyone from the Eagles. But just my one thing, if it came down to, besides Josh Allen, if it came down to Justin Herbert, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson, all these people, I will just fucking pass on all of them to just get Tom Brady in like the 10th round, 11th round. Who cares? Rock with a top 10 quarterback and get fucking good receivers and running backs and then just be stacked. And it's like, it happens every year in fantasy. Someone has Tom Brady at quarterback and their team is still good, like JD was in our other fantasy league. Like, you could have Tom Brady and still have a great team as long as you build your team first, so... I'm not for getting quarterbacks that early, so I don't know what else you guys gotta say.
No, I mean, I agree with Russell Wilson. That's a guy I'm probably gonna draft.
Russell Wilson might even be better than Patrick Mahomes next year, but I would never say that because I hate Russell Wilson.
Oh yeah.
That sounds wild. That's a hot take. That sounds wild.
Because he's a Rams fan now.
Not a Rams fan, bitch. A Broncos fan.
No, I think a lot of people are preying on Mahomes' downfall. Like, they think, oh, he lost Tyreek, so Mahomes is going to have this crazy drop-off.
No.
I feel like that's what people are thinking.
I don't think that's the drop-off.
It's also
wife. I think the drop-off is that he's being a father and he's getting nagged, and until he drops some dead weight, he's not going to fucking kick it into gear like the way he used to. But he's still great. The problem with Patrick Mahomes is, and why I put Patrick Mahomes fifth, and I know these rounds are kind of high, it's just that if someone really were to get Patrick Mahomes fourth, third, or second, I am not fucking getting him, dude. I am not doing it. If I see him in the fifth, that's the earliest I'm getting.
You're sticking to your philosophy, like no quarterbacks unnecessarily early.
Yeah, because running backs will work, dude. You could get fucking easily say you got Derrick Henry.
People get emotional. Your list, in that sense, your list makes sense. But I'm just thinking how people draft.
Yeah.
And I think people get emotional and they go off script. But honestly, I see where you're coming from.
So say they do go off script and like those 10 quarterbacks are gone like immediately. Who's somebody that just kind of missed the cut that you would be like, I could settle for that quarterback? Because that's what we had to do last year. We didn't draft a quarterback all year, and we went with the joke of getting Deshaun Watson, and it failed us miserably.
Sometimes you take a gamble. I took a gamble on Trey Lance last year. I think
there's only like 10 good quarterbacks in the league.
Not a bad one. I think there's only 10 really good quarterbacks. There's some serviceable quarterbacks.
Like, you get Derek Carr, I think, obviously, as a serviceable one.
I think you can get Derek Carr late. That's a good. I would avoid Kirk Cousins because he always chokes when it matters.
Kirk Cousins is another one. Hassan. Kirk Cousins has finished top 11 in fantasy the last 4 years as a quarterback. Did you know that?
I did not know that,
right? No, Kirk Cousins is basically the same as Tom Brady. So, thank you. You proved my point. Kirk Cousins is someone I would just get. I'm like, you want to give me fucking Kirk Cousins? Give me fucking Kirk Cousins. I don't give a fucking rat's ass as long as I could get, like I said.
See, Ryan, I'm an emotional drafter. I'm superstitious.
You're like, wow, I want someone who looks good while they're playing out there. No, I need someone who's going to give me 17 points.
Nah, just Kirk Cousins. I've had Kirk Cousins. He will disappoint you when it matters. When you're in a big game, when you need something out of him.
But the purpose of
him. Or do subpar.
If you ever get to the point where you need Kirk Cousins, where you need Derek Carr, you always have another quarterback off the waivers. Just get someone else. Anyone you think is decent, just fucking grab them off the waivers. Like, even grab fucking Malik Willis or someone who's even a potential.
Don't get any rookie quarterbacks this year.
Dude, you never know, dude. You never fucking know. Because Sal literally dropped Justin Herbert.
Sometimes you got to take a gamble. You got to take a fun gamble.
Well, you know who are my fun gambles this year?
Who?
If I'm rolling the dice.
Well, if you're rolling the dice, one, Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan is a good one. Because
Matt Ryan on the Colts.
He actually has a good team around him now. But Mitchell Trubisky, the actual starter week one for the Steelers. He's not bad. Ooh. He's not under Matt Nagy's awful offense
anymore.
No.
What about Mac Jones? He's bad. He's bad.
The Bears are bad. And Trubisky could run, could get you those rushing yards. He was a serviceable fantasy quarterback during his time.
All right, if I can't get those 10, there's one quarterback I'm grabbing. But I think he's going to be grabbed top 10 maybe. And that's Tua. For sure grabbing Tua. No doubt in my fucking mind I'm grabbing Tua.
Feels like a cold take.
It's easy.
Like, I feel like that's everybody's like secret dark horse.
No, that's what I'm saying.
The guy who just got a billion receivers.
I'm not 100% sure yet if it's going to be a big Tua year. But with these weapons, it's going to at least be a good, like, okay, he's improving Tua year. So Tua's a safe pick.
But if they get the top 10 with Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, and Trey Lance, which is already counting 13 quarterbacks, and they also take Tua and Kirk fucking Cousins, and for some reason they take Matt Ryan, get Mac Jones. And that's all I can give you. And that's all I can fucking give you, dude. That's all I can fucking give people. And that's...
You know why, though? Not Ryan Tannehill?
Nah. He has best receivers Robert Woods.
He doesn't have awful games though.
It's a Derrick Henry show.
He gave you like solid numbers.
He disappoints.
He won't give you big numbers when it matters.
He's gonna disappoint you like how Hassan said Kirk Cousins is.
Do you want to know what got me off the Tua train?
Who?
The final straw?
Who?
Andy Dalton is signed on to the Dolphins. And so, Dalton does not join a team unless he's gonna play. So at some point this year, Dalton's gonna play for the Dolphins. And it's going to be hilarious, but that means Tua's going to be out for some reason.
Well, once again, if you're getting Tua, Kirk Cousins, or all these people.
Also, Jameis Winston.
Matt Ryan is your backup.
Might throw 100 interceptions, but he might throw 100 touchdowns too.
Nah.
If you're way at the end.
I'm just throwing a name out here.
We should have had Jameis Winston, and then Maverick took him from us.
Yeah.
Because you.
How do y'all feel about Zach Wilson? How do y'all feel about Zach Wilson?
I'm not getting anyone on the Jets besides Breece Hall. Yeah. You don't even know who he is, but
no,
we'll talk about him on another show.
Well, that leads us. Well, that was the running backs one, but a lot of people like him. He could be fine.
Oh, no. Who's
I wouldn't
the
draft
guy?
Him. I would just wait for free
Elijah,
agency.
Elijah Moore, my bad. I would get Elijah Moore. But no Zach Wilson, though. Never. Don't fucking get him. Do not. Don't get a Jet, dude. That guy's tiny.
And I'm thinking, too, like,
is fuck your mom's best friend.
A Jameis comeback year?
And
possible?
Mike Thomas is coming back too. So
if you think Jameis is going to do you better than Kirk Cousins, you're an asshole.
No, but if you use your like last pick on a quarterback because you just picked everything
Kirk
else like you.
Kirk Cousins is going to be there.
But Jameis Winston's there too. Yeah. And Jameis could do just as good as Kirk Cousins.
Like you're just drafting your backup at this point. You're just like, who's just sitting there? Jameis, Tannehill, Zach Wilson, Matt Jones?
That was the top 10 quarterbacks that we have going into next year in the fantasy football season. Thank you again for listening. We are Too Loud with Sal and Ryan. When we come back, we are going to go over the top 10 wide receivers in the last segment of the show with Hassan from the Mike and Hassan podcast. When we come back, we're going to be Too Loud.
Shut your loud.
Is you too loud? Too loud.
You the one trying to keep your business low key, huh? You the one that's having your man. Oh, you pussied out. You didn't play Sir. I thought you were going to play Sir.
No, Sir's next. What are you talking about? It wasn't going to start with Sir. Yeah, Sir was going
to
be.
I'm still confused at what mood you're trying to set here.
There's no mood I'm trying to set, you fucking Harvey Weinstein motherfucker. As we are talking about football, we are back. Season. It's football season. We're talking about fantasy football leading up to the football season. We are joined still with Hassan from the Mike and Hassan Show. What up, Hassan?
Hey, yo, still in the building.
Hassan, you are a Chargers fan. What do you think about the Chargers going into next year? You think you guys are a playoff team, a Super Bowl team, or you're going to get your ass kicked by Mahomes? Like
just
every
like
year?
The Chargers.
First of all, we don't get kicked by Mahomes. What happens is we always go 1-1 with everybody in our league. But this is what I'm going to say. We did have talent, so it's not like, oh, wow, like this is finally the turnaround. This is like we added veterans, people who's won before, and now we really have to ask ourselves, like, can we actually execute and win games when it matters? The talent's always been there. Now I feel like this is kind of the prove-it year for Chargers. Either we grow or we're still going to be the same losers.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think it'll be a year like a lot of Charger years where they're like stacked, but like they just can't seem to get healthy all year.
It's a proven year. I mean, like everything's lined up for us to be a really great team. Like Herbert, it's like almost like I should be excited, but we're the Chargers. We know how to fuck up a good team.
I think
so.
You said you liked.
It'll prove it.
You said you like Justin Herbert as probably a top two quarterback pick, definitely. You like Austin Eckler as your top three running back pick.
I should be excited. Herbert could win an MVP.
What do you think about the
Austin
receivers
Eckler
next year, though? Who's going to be the best Charger receiver? I need to know. You're the Charger guy. I need to know so I can have him on my list.
Honestly, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, it's 1A and 1B. Like they're equal. I will honestly say they're equal.
I hate to hear it.
I think Mike Williams has the more potential for like, oh shoot, he had like a 300-yard game, but Keenan Allen's going to give you his 10 catches, 100 yards consistently.
Yeah, Keenan Allen was not a problem for our team last year. Our team is very problematic. But
There's not a bad skill position on the target. You can go any receiver, the running back, the tight end should have a good year. Fantasy-wise, should be a good year. Shoot, even the defense should be better fantasy, or at least serviceable.
Oh, they're a top 10 fantasy defense.
It comes down to we got to prove it. We got to prove we can do it. All the pieces are there now. All
right, let's go over the top.
And I love going on fourth down. I love it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Brian Staley.
Wasn't it Keenan Allen our second pick? Second and third was Keenan Allen and Allen Robinson, right?
Yeah, but Keenan Allen was awesome. But you need a championship team around him. It can't just be him. He's not gonna take you over the top. Top receivers going into the fantasy football season next year. This is the two loud list going into this year. Let's do that again then. This is the top 10 wide receivers going into this year in the fantasy football season. Let's start off number one, Justin Jefferson, Minnesota Vikings. Offense is going to be crazy under the new Rams offensive coordinator, who's a new coach of the Vikings. So Justin Jefferson is going to be on that Cooper Kupp shit. It's going to be unlike anything I've ever seen. Cooper Kupp at number two because they're almost 1A and 1B as well. Cooper Kupp is best receiver in the league right now. Had the triple crown last year. Why couldn't he do it again? He's usually injury ridden. Number three, I like Davante Adams. Even though Davante Adams is on a new team on the Raiders, I think that him and Derek Carr have a crazy good rapport. Otherwise, he wouldn't leave. And that's just Davante Adams' thing. He's like me and my quarterback are going to get close and have this super close kind of homosexual connection with each other.
Oh my God. Could have just called them butt buddies. Yeah, like that.
What are you talking about? Is it homosexual? It's going to the four.
Feels worse.
Jamar Chase. Feels worse is the actual description.
You could have just said you could have said bromance, chemistry,
butt buddy,
bro down.
Jamar Chase at the number four pick. I feel like there's going to be a slight drop off, but he's still one of the top five receivers in the league. There's no way that he's not going to ball out next year. But I'm still a little cautious. because they are having a sophomore slump year. And like I said, they just lost the Super Bowl, so who knows how they go. Number five, Tyreek Hill. I think they're going to use Tyreek Hill in a lot of ways. Like, they can't use him as actively as Deebo Samuel because Deebo Samuel is a bigger wide receiver, because Mike Daniels, the offensive coordinator from the 49ers, is now the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. But I think they're still going to use him very creatively, and it's going to get him open like crazy because he's fast. And I like Keenan Allen as my number six receiver. Keenan Allen's just too fucking consistent, dude. Justin Herbert's a great quarterback. The running game is crazy, so they're not going to be able to key in on one thing. They can't just key in on him because, like Hassan said, Mike Williams is 1B to Keenan Allen's 1A. Stephon Diggs at the seventh pick. Stephon Diggs, he's has the potential to be the best, but there's too many weapons spread out on that Bills offense, and Josh Allen likes to run touchdowns. And Dawson Knox got added to the list, so Stephon Diggs is going to have a great year, but wait till like the second round to get him. CeeDee Lamb, I like him as the eighth best receiver going to next year. He's the number one on the Cowboys now. Yes, they are going to double him, so some games might be a little tougher for him. But you don't give 88 to someone unless they're going to be the fucking truth. CeeDee Lamb, I like him as one of the sleepers going into next year. Deebo Samuel, I have him dropped off at the ninth position, even though he was good next year. But I they're going to use him the same way. They just lost their offensive coordinator, like I said. So we'll see how they use him. But he also had that foot injury, and foot injuries aren't good because you can't run without your feet. And the tenth wide receiver I'd have taken, it's a toss-up. I have it between Mike Evans, Allen Robinson, and T. Higgins. But I would take T. Higgins. Smartest pickup is Mike Evans because he's always top 10, always gets a touchdown from Tom Brady. He's his favorite receiver. But Mike Evans is going to go real early. So if it comes down to that, Allen Robinson or T. Higgins, I like him better.
I have T. Higgins and Mike Evans in my top 10.
Okay. That's my list.
We can't do Allen Robinson again. I'm sorry. We can't do it again.
Why?
He burned us out last year.
But it's Matt Stafford, dude. He's literally got the best.
I know, but I don't feel icky about it. I know it was Matt Nagy's fault.
Sounds like me. If I get burned by you, I don't want you again.
Like, pick him out the room, because we're gonna what? Waste another second? No, if he's in the fifth, sixth round, though.
Yes, we're getting him. No, that's when we're getting him. I didn't say what rounds you should get him. I say Justin Jefferson, Cooper Kupp, Davante Adams, Ja'Marr Chase, and maybe Tyreek Hill should all go in the first, because those guys have a chance to give you 30 points any fucking day. Then Keenan Allen, Stephon Diggs, and CeeDee Lamb, and Deebo Samuel, all those guys are going to pretty much get picked from there in the second round. It's pretty much going to be a toss-up, because I don't have DeAndre Hopkins on my list. I don't like him. Marquise Brown,
he's also out for six games.
He's also out for six games? Oh, because of this shit. Yeah,
steroids.
I don't like it. Mike Evans has to be a third pick. T. Higgins, I would get in the fourth or fifth pick. T. Higgins is going to ball out next year.
Yeah. There's part of me that worries about the Bengals receivers, but I think both of them are just type of guys who are just going to be open no matter who's the quarterback. I think Justin Jefferson is my number one guy no matter what. I think he's the top guy to get in this draft. I think Stephon Diggs has a better year than people give him credit. He didn't have a lot of touchdowns last year, but like, I think he just has a better year this year. And then Cooper Kupp, he had a year that only Jerry Rice has had. Like, it feels weird to be like, oh yeah, he's gonna do that all the time, but he just might. Like, it's hard to do that again, but nobody but Jerry Rice did that.
I'm gonna just ask the elephant in the room. Do people still doubt Cooper Kupp to be the wide receiver?
I doubt that
he's a beast. Because he's a beast, but I don't know. I'm just talking about like the overall conversation when I see Instagram, people put him at like number three. It's like no one really wants to admit he's the number one receiver.
Yeah, it's because of his play style and everything he does. And they got Allen Robinson, who people think may take away targets. But, nah. And he gets hurt. I think those are like the only kind of reasons.
He wasn't hurt last year.
He wasn't, but he had gotten hurt the year before. I don't know. I would still get him.
ACL.
Are you good?
Yeah, I had to go.
What'd you have to go do?
Eat a sandwich, take a little break.
What?
But no, honestly, walk away?
My thing was super cotton mouth. Like, I was trying to talk, like, through the top 10 list, and it was just drying out by a second.
Stepped away and ate a sandwich, just looked at me.
Mitch, carry a conversation. It's not that hard. If you walked away, I would be able
to I gave
Sal a tough question. I gave a question that was probably better for you, right? I gave Sal a tough question.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Sal's going to carry your a football
list.
Conversation.
He asked about your list.
Nah, so some things people got to understand. Sal tests me sometimes, and Sal will be like, Sal will tell me to set up things sometimes, right? He'll be like, hey, can you set up the computer and stuff? Because Sal knows how to do it. Sal's done this a million times. So he's like, hey, I want to see you do it, you know? I know how to improv. I could talk to you for an hour about a bunch of bullshit right now, Hassan. We could keep going. But I needed a little Sammy break. I slept all day. Sal didn't even work today. I needed some water. I got my little baby water. It wasn't even a full water. It's a baby water.
The entire time before we started to eat that sandwich, before the show to eat the sandwich, we've taken two commercial breaks.
All I'm saying is I had to test you to see what you could do, and you failed. But the point is, Cooper Kupp got her ACL, of course. Allen Robinson's going to take away from him because Allen Robinson is a top 15 to 20 receiver, dude. He fucking is. He just is. Matt Nagy. People are really giving Allen Robinson slack for having a 1,000-yard season with Mitchell Trubisky and Matt Nagy. Like, think about that. Mitchell Trubisky and fucking Matt
Nagy. And
the
Jags before that.
That's his own shit. And if people want to talk about, like, oh, well, like, that's, like, that could be, like, what, you think he's going to go to a different team and something's going to change? Well, the Rams are the perfect fucking team because Matt Stafford did the same shit. First year came back. And right now, and what I like about it the most is that Matt Stafford is literally saying, like, oh, like, I'm texting Allen Robinson every morning. We hang out all the time. He literally makes best friends with all his fucking receivers. So he's going to throw it to him all the time. Who's their tight end?
The Rams made Odell good for, like, all those. He scored a touchdown every single week with them, practically.
You like how I did that, Hassan? We can keep going, Hassan. I have, like, a
Odell was good. Okay. Anyways, I don't know. I'm still high on Cooper Kupp. I think Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson, I like those as potential number one. I agree with most of your receivers. I don't have any complaints on your receivers.
And you got to think about T. Higgins because Jamar Chase balled out so hard last year. Literally, best rookie wide receiver season of all time. Offensive rookie of the year. Not only even that, but this motherfucker went to the Super Bowl and caught a fucking touchdown in the Super Bowl, which shows that he's really almost pretty much unguardable. They're going to double his loss to Calvin Johnson.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. And this is why I'm big on the Bengals. I think the Bengals are like the Chargers, where it's just like, we're just stacked at every offensive position. We're throwing the ball. It's going to be 400-yard games passing.
Why can't they be like the Bills? Why do they got to be like the Chargers?
I Bills, too. I think it's just the era of football. I mean, I don't know. Okay, who actually answered this? Who's the Bills' third receiver?
The Bills' third receiver, it's going to go Stephon Diggs. I think it's Gabriel Davis and Jamison Crowder. Jamison Crowder's their third receiver now.
Yep.
Well, okay. Well, I would have put Knox and be like Big Knox and then Gabriel. That's actually, that's the thing. Like, people are big on the Bills. I don't know. I think there's some teams, dude,
they're fucking good. They added Von Miller. They already have a really stout defense. Their offense is fucking awesome. And Josh Allen, his literal, like, quarter QBR efficiency and, like, throwing percentage has all gone up every year under Doug McDermott, their new coach. So their coach is good. They have a great offensive line. They just drafted another rookie running back. So if this guy ends up being good, they're going to fucking start balling out. Because their running game is whatever, but I think they don't let it happen because of Josh Allen. But still, he's a real running back. But the whole point is that offense could literally go spread offense, just run down your fucking throat, and then on defense, they're one of the best. And you can't say, like, they're not ready for tough outdoor conditions because they're in fucking Buffalo. They're ready for the fucking snow, and if you go to Buffalo and try to play them, you're most likely gonna lose in the snow unless you're the Patriots.
I think Buffalo, I mean, the way their offense, they play better than Dome. Sitting with the passes, they needed the Dome.
And then people forget about Dawson Knox. Dawson Knox is literally one of the better tight ends, like, going into next year. He's another sleeper. We're not going over tight ends.
Oh, no, he's a tight end, for sure. But I don't know. Just as comparison, yes, I need the Chargers. So.
Who's your favorite receiver going into next year, Hassan?
Gotta be Cooper Kupp.
You guys are sleeping hard on Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson's the number one guy.
Oh, no. They're both 1A, 1B. Like, no, there's not a bad choice between those two.
Hassan, Justin Jefferson went off. He said he literally broke Randy Moss's record first until
I like
Omar
Cooper Kupp receiver or quarterback, but I'm just saying I like Stafford over Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
I said it.
It's fair.
Okay, but it's literally Justin Jefferson.
I said it.
Thielen's gonna get hurt. And the offensive coordinator, literally from the Rams, Cooper Kupp's literal offensive coordinator, is now the head coach of the Vikings. And their whole
offense was thrown to Cooper Kupp. Sounds like a first-time head coach. I ain't expecting much.
They were running it through Cooper Kupp offense.
It's
through
crazy
Justin Jefferson.
How me and Sal are literally just throwing just absolute sauce at you right now. And you are just deflecting it right now.
Maybe because we were last year. No one's going to believe us this year. And it's going to work out.
Oh,
I hope
no. Ryan makes a lot of sense. Ryan makes a lot of good points.
Yeah, I had to come in for my Sammy break and fucking carry Sal on this.
That's what happens during the league. We're working on it, and you take a sandwich break. And it's like, what the hell happened?
I had to eat a sandwich. Fucking sugar was low. Throat was dry.
The funny part is, I didn't know you walked away.
That's what I'm saying. No one knew. Sal just couldn't keep the conversation going. That's all I had to do.
If you were
I gave him a curveball. Sal was not ready for my question.
If you literally went to go to the bathroom, to take a call, play with Sage because she was squeaking or something outside, anything but just grab a sandwich out of your backpack and just look me in the eye as I'm just here running a show.
You can't do it. Sal swears like I was staring at him. I looked up for a second to see if he could do it, and he obviously can. He's uncomfortable with the guy eating a sandwich in the
And then he ended up about a list that you created.
And I said the list, I gave my points, and I did my thing.
Ryan, what kind of sandwich is it?
It's a Nutella sandwich. Needed some sugar.
Aww.
Nah, son, we all gonna get extravagant fucking bagel, sour cream, ham, pickle sandwiches that are fucking huge and a dinner for some people and are blessed with by our parents or something. I have to get measly sandwiches like Nutella and country bread.
I just thought you had like a Subway. My bad, bro.
Oh, no, dude. I would never pay $10 for a sandwich. I had a little sandwich.
I should have like a bologna or something, some ham or something.
No, it would spoil in my backpack. That's why.
I like Nutella.
Who gives a shit what's in the sandwich or something?
You know who's in the receiver.
I didn't care what type of sandwich it was.
My list is awesome. I love my list.
There's nobody wrong in there. I'm surprised you don't have AJ Brown.
Oh, you're surprised I don't have AJ Brown, Jalen Hurts, or Miles Sanders in any of my lists?
No, but get Devontae Smith because he's gonna actually.
Oh
be
my
better.
God, yeah, get a fucking Eagle.
He didn't get 10. He was a 10-point guy every game. He just didn't get more than 10 points.
I want you to get him third round.
Michael Pittman.
Oh, Michael Pittman's great.
Because Matt Ryan makes his receivers better.
Get Michael Pittman, Hassan. That's a good one. Before South.
What's a good round for him?
Our league's fucked up. Our league is really fucked up.
You know what?
Podcast league, wait till like the fifth round, fourth round. Our league, you have to get in the third.
But if there's, like, if you can't get a top 10 receiver at like the fourth and fifth pick and
give
you don't have another guy.
Give me Jalen Waddle.
And even a guy like Jalen Waddle, he's not there, I would take Michael Pittman. Like, I wouldn't take him over those top 10s, but if like that, those 10 receivers are out by like the third round and he's like the first receiver you're gonna take on a board because he just went with like running backs or something else. Like, I'm okay with Michael Pittman being my first receiver off the board. But I also would like Terry McLaurin because even with bums, this dude's a stud. Now he has a guy who could throw slightly further, and it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. He balls out with bums anyway. So get Terry McLaurin.
I think they just drafted another rookie receiver that they're kind of high on. I'm not fucking
That's cool. Terry McLaurin is a beast. It's just he has bums throwing him to him all
the time. Hassan, if Terry McLaurin's available in the fifth, sixth round, get him. But if he's not, don't fucking even bother.
Don't get him early. Yeah. He's a ball receiver, but like, I forgot. Who are the Commanders' quarterback so far?
Carson Wentz.
Who's their number one?
Carson Wentz.
Yeah. So I gotta see the production first before investing in him.
Terry McLaurin was a beast with Fitzmagic and Heinecke, and I think one time like Alex Smith with one leg and Colt McCoy.
I have a philosophy.
All these guys, and he's great.
This is my philosophy. I like players on winning teams.
It's fair.
That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, no, those commies suck, and they're gonna get their ass kicked. And if you get one Chiefs receiver. Get Scantling. He had the most talk in a training camp.
Whatever.
Hmm.
Get him then. Juju's another good receiver. I'd rather get Juju, son. Get him no earlier than Is it, if it's between Terry McLaurin or Juju, get Juju.
Really?
Yeah. Most definitely. Most fucking.
Really? You're
not even capping.
See, that's the thing. Like, I don't know what Juju is. I don't know if he's good. I don't know if he benefited from playing with AB. I don't know if he's just been injured. I don't
dancing
know.
With
Juju's
Patrick's
good.
Brother.
This is me dancing with Jackson Mahomes, and that's literally the meme, and it's gonna work out. Trust me. He's gonna give his best games because he likes the team, and that's how guys of his who act like
it's team chemistry. They're gonna be doing TikTok dances.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Jackson Mahomes not on the team. It's not gonna add anything.
But he's still
he's like a
an X factor.
Like, he's around.
He's a glorified cheerleader.
He's an asshole. But
exactly.
Yeah. You have anything else to say, Hassan, before we head out?
No, I'm excited for the season. I plan to kick you guys' ass and all the other podcasters. So, you know, just got to do what I say. Yeah. Get a win.
It's good to have you in the league. It was great to have you today, Hassan. And
been a pleasure, boy.
It'll be great to beat your ass every week and report on how bad you and Mike are at fantasy football. Unless you listen to us, because that makes everybody good. And that will make you good if you listen.
That's the thing. Mike is the X factor. Mike is a football guy. So you guys are in for some trouble.
And where can everyone listen to the Mike and Hassan show?
You can find, first off, I'll say follow us on Instagram, Mike_and_Hassan. There you can find our link to our anchor, anchor Mike and Hassan. Check us out there. Yeah, we also do occasional Instagram lives. You'll see our names tagged here and there. So just follow us and stay tuned for those.
Instagram lives are doing good. I like the last discussion on the Kendrick album. Last couple ones were great. That's the place to follow them on their Instagram.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, for me, that's gonna be. We'll tag my Instagram. It's a long
one. Yeah. Before you go, Hassan, are you cool with Bronny dating a white girl?
Yes, but I just need a. It is kind of weird. It's like he can date a white girl. That's cool. But it's like, is she influencing him? Is my question.
Okay.
I don't think a white woman should be influencing him.
And I fuck with it.
Where did that come from?
It was part of the Kendrick Lamar thing. But it's okay.
Football
that was
season.
Too loud.
See, Ryan, me and Ryan likes to have those conversations. Ryan's not afraid to ask me those questions. You know I have an answer.
All right, Asad. It was good having you, man.
All right, it's been good to be here, boys. Peace out, viewers.
Yeah, son. I mean, Sal, one thing I will say you're great at, though, and better than me at, is, like, closing out and, like, saying everything that has to be said, like, to, like, close and, like, open. You can do that. But you're lacking in improv, man. You gotta, like, learn how to just talk sometimes. You see Samich, you're like, oh, my God, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. All right, next, Hassan. Wide receivers. You know what? CeeDee Lamb. Let's talk about CeeDee Lamb because I love CeeDee Lamb.
It just dumbfounded
me. Why did you even talk shit about Michael Gallup? You didn't talk shit about Michael Gallup.
You didn't have Michael Gallup on your list.
No, but you could have just talked shit
and
been like,
me
Michael
on the list.
Shit.
No, it's just who does that?
Hey, man. I'm a random person, dude. You gotta understand. We're loud all day.
We literally just came back from commercial. You could have made it there.
So. Do you think I question when, like, the dog comes, starts squeaking the toy? I come and I close the door gently and I just...
So you're a dog squeaking a toy. That's what you are.
I was actually quieter than a dog squeaking a toy. I was a man eating a sandwich. And I tried to eat it in peace, but
no,
I guess
I did. Show.
And that was a Too Loud Sound, Ryan.
Do what I gotta do. If you're excited for this podcast league, as I know you are, stay tuned. Training camp's about to start. And we're ready to prepare you for the upcoming fantasy football season. We will reveal all the members and opposing forces and obstacles in our way to achieve fantasy football glory. We'll debut a new member every time we're here. Stay tuned wherever you listen to us. And we will always be too loud. Little bitch get classy. Watch us smacking on the ass cheeks.